Welcome back to another episode of Diagnosing a Killer. I'm Kenna.
And I'm Coel.
This is kind of the mental breakdown, kind of a DAK live. We decided to just mush them together today because we are going to recap the True Crime and Paranormal Podcast Festival 2024.
Yes, from Denver, Colorado. We were so fortunate to attend yet again this year and to be featured there. And yeah, it was a good trip.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot.
A lot of ups, lots of downs.
You know, how it happens when you're adults and your brain doesn't function the way that it once did when you were a young lass.
So but, yeah, like Kenna, sorry, what Kenna said, usually on our DAK lives, we also have a third guest. It is very minimal editing, if any at all, and it's just really candid. It's more of like, I don't know, like a banter conversation, things like that throughout the whole episode. So it's just raw, unedited, and fun.
Yeah, it's a as the kids call soups cash.
Soups cash.
Or as kids, I mean us a year or two ago in the podcast when we used to say that all the time. Soups cash.
Soups cash. Did I tell you how to spell cash recently?
I think we discussed it at the festival actually.
C-A-S-J-E. Cash.
Like I would cash. Say C-A-Z-H. Cash.
Yeah, but that looks like Kaz. I don't know.
Looks like cash.
Looks like cash. If it looks like cash, it smells like cash. It might be cash.
It might be cash. We are going to get into the breakdown of the festival, but do you want to give everyone our social media handles if it's their first time here? Social media.
Sure, you can check us out anywhere on social media at Diagnosing a Killer, other than X, formerly known as Twitter. That is at Killer Diagnosis. We also have a PayPal, Venmo, Cash App if you want to support us monetarily. We also have that Patreon that gets an exclusive bonus episode once a month towards the end of the month. Tier 1, you get ad-free mental breakdown episodes. Tiers 2, 3, and 4 get ad-free every episode. And then tiers 3 and 4 get access to that bonus episode.
Yeah, the bonus episode's coming up pretty soon.
I'm so excited.
I don't know who you're doing, but maybe we can announce at the end of this episode?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Yes, I think we typically do, maybe like a week out.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's talk about it.
Which part?
Well, I actually got to Denver a few hours early. I went with Mom and Dad, and the reason Mom and Dad were with us is because it was my birthday that weekend, and I didn't want to be alone. So, they went with us. I went a little bit earlier in the day with them. We got there around 1:30, and then Coel and her boyfriend Cliff joined us around 10:30 that night.
Yeah, it was a little late.
Yeah, so when I showed up, we of course went to get some food, and then we got checked into the Airbnb, excuse me, and we actually went over to the hotel to check everything out, and I was really eager to get into the gallery, although it didn't open until 7. But there was a content creator-only mixer, and so I was able to go to that and say hello to some people that I recognized from last year, and I wanted to wait until you got there to meet new podcasters that we didn't know, because I didn't want to, well, one, not be with my co-host, but I didn't want to, oh, these people I met yesterday, all these people, here you go, you know, you don't know them, so it's just easier to wait. But finally, I think you were texting me, and you were like, I have to know where we're at, because we had, like, a drawing of the gallery, and like everything was numbered, but we didn't know what number we were.
Yeah.
And so I walked in finally and I got our number, and we actually happened to be like almost smack dab in the middle, which was really cool.
Yeah. I think just to give everyone kind of a general idea, the Denver airport is about 30-35 minutes away from where we were actually staying and participating in the con. The con was actually at Westminster, Marriott?
Yeah, I think so.
And so our Airbnb was about 7-8 minutes away from there, which wasn't too bad at all. We actually had one of my dear friends and a very loyal listener, Louie, and his mother, who is also a loyal listener and hugest merch supporter.
Oh, yeah.
And Andrea as well, which is Louie's sister. And then Archie, which is Louie's cousin.
Yes. And his mom is Lisa, by the way.
Yes, his mom is Lisa. So Lisa lives here in San Antonio with us. And then Louie's in San Francisco Bay Area. I think Andrea's like San Diego, Riverside.
Yeah, she said they were like 7 hours away from each other, and they both live in California.
Louie was like, it's weird because we're all flying in and out into and like from different places.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool to have that support. And yeah, so we get there, and then, of course, yeah, I'm stuck at the airport you know, with Cliff. And so I had seen a photo of the gallery, and Lisa and Lainey, who are the co-founders of the festival, they don't tell you where you are until you get there, mm-hmm. just out of fairness for everyone. You know, right. you don't want to be like, oh, I don't want to be in the corner. Can I switch with so-and-so? And so they give you a little map that's on the website. And like Kenna said, it, all the tables are numbered. And so I was like, when you get there, please tell me what number we are, because I want to know. And yeah, so you and mom and dad went to the mixer?
We all went to the hotel. Dad stayed at the bar, the hotel bar, because I think there was baseball on, and we're big baseball fans of this family. And mom did pop into the mixer with me, but we were only there for just a little bit. Mm. And then we decided to head back. You guys said that your flight was delayed like maybe 15, 20 minutes. And yeah. So, I'm sorry, I think it was getting in early on the way in. On the way out, it was delayed. And so, that being the case, I only had a certain amount of time. I had packed all of, like, most all of our merch mm-hmm. in my check bag. So, I dropped mom and dad back off at the Airbnb, grabbed the suitcase full of merch. I only had, like, 4 items in there that were actually mine. Everything else was merch. And then I brought it back to the hotel. And I had about 45 minutes to set up. Mm-hmm. So, I just kind of did the table as best I could. Well, then I quickly realized that the merch to table ratio was not good, and the table just so happened to be a little bit smaller than the table we had last year.
It was
I think
thinner.
I was anticipating yeah. the size that we had last year. Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is the reason why it was smaller and thinner was because we had about twice as many podcasts there yeah. this year. I will take it. You know, it was like, we can have a little bit less space if more mm-hmm. people can be here. It was probably twice as many creators. I think there was like 86 tables overall.
Yeah. And last year we had the tables kind of to the side of the table. Like, I'm sorry, the chairs to this each side of the table. Mm-hmm. And this year we were able to sit behind our booth, which was really nice.
Really nice.
So we're chatting to the people behind us and to the left of us and to the right of us, and really sweet people. Like, yeah. you know, we say this every year. There's a reason that we're all there. There's some type of commonality between experiences, and I think that's what draws us so much to true crime and advocacy and things like that, is we've all had experiences. And so to really listen to those stories again and re-get to know people and meet new people all over again was so fun.
Yeah, I think it was also really cool. We were able to get our booth set up for the most part on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So that Saturday morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, we got up, we went straight to the festival, and
totally
we were already
unlike
set
last
up.
Year.
Yeah. Last year we were a few hours late
and we
set
got
up
called
late.
Out.
Yeah.
We had what Crime With My Coffee was like, oh, there's those DAK girls.
Yeah, they're
rolling in 10 p.m. or 10 a.m., I guess.
So, yeah, we were able to show up, and that gave us a good opportunity to start to meet people, because we didn't have to spend any time setting up on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of new podcasts, we had two sets of ladies on either side of us that were really great. To our right, I think we had a podcast called Deranged De Jure, mm-hmm. and they are two lawyers, and they talk about anything deranged. The de jure, obviously, like, is a French, what is it, like, jury or something? Is that what mm-hmm. that means? Instead of, like, de jour, like, of the day. So yeah. it's kind of like a play on words. They were really, really cool, and I love the expertise. They had, like, their laptops out
yeah.
and everything during the con. I
they
thought
were
that was
working.
Really fun.
It was
they
so fun.
They were working. And then the ladies to our left, their podcast is called Dark City, and they are doing a season podcast where every season they talk about something, they talk about a specific city, and mm-hmm. they talk about dark stories from those cities.
Yeah.
And that is, I think they're doing LA for
they
their first
season. They did LA, yeah, season. As their first season, and I don't know how many episodes they said they had. They're just going to keep going until they feel like they're not gonna.
Yeah, they said that they had just started a few months ago, mm-hmm. but they had been working on the podcast for a while before right. they released episodes. So those are two really, off the bat, two really cool podcasts that we met.
Yeah, and I don't think they do just true crime either. They also do, missing persons report or missing persons cases, but they also do paranormal things. Like they've done Cecil Hotel. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool because it's not just one angle. It's mm-hmm. everything interesting about the history of a city, which is cool.
Yeah, I actually did listen to a little bit of one of their episodes the other day, and mm-hmm. it is very history forward, so I thought yeah. that was really interesting. So if you like history and dark stories, that's yeah. a good podcast to listen to.
Total sidebar too, when Kenna said that she only packed herself 4 or 5 items, we have a uniform, and I think that's a little easily explainable, is that it's just black yoga pants and one of our shirts.
Yeah.
And either Vans or Converse. So very black and white, minimal color, just red, which is in our logo. But other than that, that's all we needed to really bring for ourselves.
Yeah.
So I just kind of want to pepper that in.
Yeah, I didn't, like, sacrifice because of the merch. Like, I only needed a few things. And I had a carry-on, too, that had my stuff in it as well.
It's lovely. If we need to just jet set to a convention, we just need to bring a backpack, really, if we're not bringing merch.
So. Manifesting CrimeCon for next year. Even though it's going to be in Denver again, we just have to go. It's
round
fine.
Two.
It's worth it.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, so Saturday... morning. That was pretty much Saturday morning, and then we had...
But you found out a little bit of information Friday night at the Mixer, didn't you? Maybe about 2025?
Oh, yes. I was like, what did I find out? I actually found out shortly before the Mixer, because I got an email, and it has been confirmed we are going to Boston next year for the True Crime Podcast Festival 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually going to just be the True Crime Podcast Festival. The paranormal folks, as much as we love them, are getting their own festival. I'm really happy for them,
but too.
I'm sad for us because we're going to miss them. But they are going to have their own festival called Beyond the Veil, and that is going to be held in New Orleans next September. I'm not sure of the date, but I know that the True Crime Podcast Festival is in Boston, and I think it's the 18th through the 20th of July.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's going to be really exciting. And we're going to make this a destination trip because you and I have both been to Colorado many times, so we didn't really feel the need to, like, put in extra, like, time while we were there to explore.
Yeah.
Although we kind of did, but next year we're definitely going to make it, like, a week-long trip so that we have plenty of time to explore somewhere we've never been.
Yeah. You know, well, I'll talk about it in a little bit, but one of our meeting, what would you call that? Introductions, meeting someone was Justin from Generation Y.
Oh, yes.
And that was on Saturday as well. I've been listening to Generation Y, and I can say that I am obsessed. So,
and you don't listen to podcasts, so that's saying something.
I don't. I love their banter and the amount of information they give.
Yeah.
They really set a tone for the setting, whatever year it might be or whatever town it might be. And they really go in depth. I am obsessed, but I will. Let me pull it up right here. Sorry. See, this is a moment in which we would usually pause.
Yes. Well, while you're doing that, I know she's looking something up. I was a little starstruck meeting Justin. Unfortunately, Aaron, the other person of Generation Y, couldn't be there, but we did get to meet Justin. I actually caught a little bit of his panel right before we met him, and they did conspiracies of the Denver airport and things like that, but I wanted to just say hello and, you know, that I like his podcast, and, you know, it's admirable that they've been podcasting for 12 years. And then we ended up having a, like, 30-minute long conversation with him, just the nicest guy.
Soups Cash.
Yeah, Soups Cash, 30-minute long conversation with Justin from not only Generation Y, but the peripheral.
Yeah.
And just, like, a really, really down-to-earth guy. He knows how many followers he has on Instagram, and that never once showed. It wasn't like, oh, hi, like, you know who I am. You know, like, he was another dude, you know?
Unfortunately, we have seen that before with podcast
we peoples. Have.
But yeah, I didn't know who he was, so I didn't really care. So I was just like, oh, hey, what's up? And you're like, this guy.
Like, it's Justin.
Like, don't know who that is.
You're like, I know too many Justins.
That's so true. So, they covered on Generation Y the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum,
ooh,
and it's in Boston.
Oh.
And they covered this and released it June 16th, so this is before they would know that it's in Boston next year. So
interesting.
I want to see how close it is to where we're going to be at. It's going to be at the Doubletree, really close to Salem. So, Mom and I have already decided we're going to make a spooky trip.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'd like to go as well.
No,
well,
another you're not invited.
Oh, okay. Well, another thing that... I'll just go with the paranormal people then.
Aww.
Another thing that I thought was funny was, like, we crossed paths with Justin last year at the Festival 2023.
Oh,
because
really?
He was there with the peripheral. I didn't even realize. I didn't even put the two and two together until this year that it was the same guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we met him or not, but I definitely, like, got some of his merch last year.
That's cool.
But yeah, that was really cool. And then we, of course, saw Jason from Santa May Be a Criminal.
Yeah.
And he has a new podcast out called Missing in a Moment,
mm-hmm,
where he covers missing persons cases. And he releases the episodes on the anniversary of the missing persons date, which I think is really cool.
And he does that with Carly.
With his partner, Carly, mm-hmm. Yes. And she is a really very, very nice person.
Yes, sweet.
And, of course, we got to see Seven Survivors, John and Sean. They did great on their panel. They are a hoot. And they were just, I mean, networking. You talk about someone that wants to network. I love it. They're awesome. And I was telling them how excited I was for them. And
their whole look, like their logo, like, I love that purple. Mm-hmm. It pops. And the whole, like, really leaning into the Sin City type vibe, the poker chips that they have as their business card, essentially, is such a unique idea.
And then
they
had individual bags of, like, actual chips, potato chips.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Chips and chips.
Yeah, that was fun. And, like, every once in a while, we just look over at their booth, and everybody would just lock eyes at the same time.
They were right across from
us. Wave.
Honestly, you'd think they had, like, a whole damn marketing team. Like, they're really that good at it. Like, they're all over social media and everything.
Lots of fun.
We got some really cool little 360 photos with mm-hmm. them, too.
Got to see my friend CJ from Beyond the Rainbow podcast. CJ covers cases from the LGBTQ+ community to raise awareness about that.
Yeah, and we ended up doing a merch swap with CJ as well, mm-hmm. and so we got some really cool shirts. Yeah.
I got a shirt that says, Life's too beautiful to be hidden in a closet.
Yes, and then the one that I have has a bunch of different skeletons in, like, rainbow order, and it mm-hmm. says, no bones about it, love is love.
I love that.
That's so cute. She had a lot of really cute designs, but I wanted one that I could wear to work, and I work with kiddos, so obviously I couldn't have any euphemisms or, like, mm-hmm. innuendos on the shirt. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because there was some that said, like, I don't know, something about cock.
What was it? No, it was foul language. It wasn't anything about cock.
I think some of them might have said something about cock.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know what? Whatever.
There's going to be a warning on this one, explicit language.
There's going to have
foul language.
Foul language. There we go. Who else do we meet? Oh, my gosh. I have to talk about the sleuths.
Oh, yeah.
So there's this new podcast. I say new podcast because they just started releasing episodes, like, last year, I want to say. But they worked on this for, like, 2 whole years. Mm-hmm. I started binging them, like, a couple weeks before the con. And it's a retired FBI agent and a former investigative journalist. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God. Like, the way they set this up, it's, like, soups professional, obviously. It's, like, you hear, like, Katie, who is, like, the investigative journalist, she's, like, she does the voice and everything, mm-hmm. and then Em, who is the FBI agent, goes in, like, more detail in the story.
Yeah.
And I was, like, really starstruck. I was looking for them, like, all night on Friday, and I couldn't find them. And then I saw them on Saturday morning, because their booth was, like, behind us and to the right a little bit. But they were so networky as well. They were never, like... Well, not never, but they were hardly together at their booth. And so I was waiting for an opportunity to go up when both of them were there. And at one point I was like, fuck it. Like, I can't keep thinking about this. Like, I'm nervous. So I just walked up and started talking to Em. And then eventually Katie made her way over.
They never really sat down. They were kind of, oops, sorry. They never really sat down there. They were kind of always in front of their booth.
Yeah.
Catching people as they walked by, which was really cool.
Really smart, honestly. Yeah. We were fucking sitting down for the most part. Come to us, please.
Yeah.
No, but they were really cool. Y'all should check them out. Two Sleuths is the name of the podcast, and they have koozies that say Sleuth Juice.
Love so it.
Cute. Yeah, that's a really cool concept. And definitely, like, if you're looking for that more professional, like, 2020 sounding podcast, mm-hmm. that's definitely them.
For sure. Cool. Susto.
Oh, Susto.
Love Aiden. If y'all don't listen to Susto's podcast, Please do. It is very, like, cultura heavy with, like, the spookiness and the lore, the folklore.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, he did a reading and then he opened it up for Q&A to ask questions or, you know, he went through his whole research process and it was really fun. He also did Girl Who Danced with the Devil, mm-hmm. which was really interesting. And he said it's one of his favorite tales. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it right now. Okay.
Okay, and you're coming back.
And he said that it's one of his favorites because every, you know, this has been translated through different cultures and different, you know, parts of the world. But in every version, there is one constant, and it is a girl who dabbled with bad things, or mm-hmm. a girl who was tempted by temptation and took that and ended up dancing with the devil, you know?
Yeah.
And how it's a girl who's breaking the rules.
Yeah.
And it's a warning, it's a heed, you know, a heed to not break the rules or bend the rules.
You need to be a good person, yeah.
Be a good girl.
Mm-hmm. I missed the first part of his panel because I was stuck in the bathroom without toilet paper, but you rescued me, and then we came to the end of it.
I was like, I can't leave right now.
I know.
Because, like, the lights had just come up, mm-hmm. and then people were asking questions. Yeah. And I was like, I wanted to ask my question.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to, like,
it's fine.
Get up and leave.
I was just on TikTok. It's fine. But when we got back in there, and then he said, I have time for, another story. And then that's when he told that story. He, like, the ambiance, because I didn't see it the first time. So, mm-hmm. like, the lights went off, and he had this, like, fake fire candle that, like, looked at him. Like,
in the back?
It was literally, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog. He's like, it was a dark and stormy night or whatever. Yeah, it was so good. Like, and the thing is, like, it was so impressive. He didn't stutter, like, one time. Like, mm-mm. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just perfect. Obviously, he was reading a script, and I'm not right now, but it was
the
perfect.
Delivery.
The delivery. It was awesome.
I bet Aiden does minimal editing.
I bet he does no editing.
He does no editing. He gets it right the first time, every time.
He's just perfect.
He is.
So go check out Aiden on Susto Podcast. Mm-hmm. We actually tagged him in our post about TCPF because we have a photo with him.
Mm-hmm.
So go look at his cute face, and we're going to meet up with him soon because he's only in Austin, and we're super close. So we're really talking about going to one of his live shows or even just going up there for, I don't know, the day.
And if you're in the New Orleans area next September, you can also catch him at... What's the podcast?
Beyond the Veil.
Beyond the Veil. I was going to say Broken Veil.
We could definitely go to that. I feel like it's not that far. I mean, it's only like 9 hours.
Nine hours. It's not that bad. We could fly. It's like 80 bucks.
I don't know how to fly.
Don't let your arms get tired. Don't talk to me without my morning coffee.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, we definitely wanted to go to some panels this year, which I think we did a good job at. I definitely got a good grasp on, like, what a panel is. It's actually not as, like, daunting as I thought it was, mm-hmm. especially when there's multiple people up there. Yeah. So we may have to do one next year. Maybe. We'll see.
In Boston,
your cousin from Boston. And then Saturday night was the VIP-only mixer. And that was a very good time, but we were so tired. I mean, it was like at 7 p.m. We had been there all day, and just our voices were tired.
It was hot outside, and we walked for lunch.
Yeah, we did.
It was fine.
It was great. But yeah, just long, long day, and we knew we still had to get up the next morning and kind of do it all over again. But, you know, we were going to be back the next morning, and so we decided to just call it at like 7:38, but we did get to talk to some VIPs. I passed out our bracelets. We made special bracelets just for them.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, I mean, we pretty much just went straight to bed when we got back. Normally we would hang out and, you know, do something like watch a movie or something at the place. That was my toe.
Was your toe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cliff and I are just, we're at season 11 now of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh gosh.
And, you know, when I was watching season 11 when it first came out earlier this year, it was a lot of me talking about it, you know, because of Scandoval and all this stuff. And it was a lot of me having to explain, pausing every 2 seconds, being like, well, the reason she said this is because of this, and this person has a history of this. And he's like, babe, I can just watch it. Really? Okay.
Sure.
And so now we're caught up, but I think we watched maybe one or two episodes that night. But yeah, early bedtime.
Yeah,
10:30 maybe.
Sunday morning, we got up and we went. We did actually have a couple of hours, but we got there and it kind of seemed like a lot of people were packing up. I know people were flying out that day, and so we hung out for maybe an hour or two, and then we decided to call it maybe 30 minutes earlier than the festival ending because
there wasn't a lot of people.
There wasn't a lot of people, and it was also my birthday, and I was like, yo, love you guys, but we got stuff to do.
Yeah.
So we said our goodbyes. We got all of our merch and stuff. We got like another little goodie bag full of merch, and
we went and picked up Louis because Lisa, Andrea, and Archie all had earlier flights than Louis on Sunday. He wanted to hang out a little bit, so we went and scooped him up. And then we went to, originally we were going to go to this little kind of brunchy place, and that didn't work out. It was like a 30 or something minute wait. And then y'all were so funny. I'm an ass, okay? So like I have very particular, she gave me eyes just now. I keep kicking this thing. I have a very particular, I don't know what you call it, like sensitivity, food sensitivities, I suppose. So I avoid certain foods like chicken and dairy. It gets weird, though. It's like green beans, asparagus. It sounds like I can't eat anything, but it works for my body. It's the reason I've lost a lot of weight over the last 2 years. And I feel better just in general. I don't have tummy issues, you know, things like that. So I was looking forward to eating this place because they had a vegan quinoa bowl and it looked really yummy. And so I was really excited. And Kenna's like, well, there's a place over there. What was it called?
Oh,
not Knockouts, but it was called...
It was like a play on some like boxing term. I can't remember. Yeah. Oh, it was called Bout Time, like B-O-U-T.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know how that's a...
Bout. Like, a bout is a fight.
Yes, yeah, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it had, like, boxing gloves, and I was like, God, I don't want to eat greasy bar food.
I was like, it's about time we eat. I'm fucking hungry.
Kenna was not having it. She was so annoyed by
and
me.
And I was also like, it's my birthday, so we're going.
Yeah,
I said it in my mind, though. I didn't say it out loud, because I'm not rude.
You should have. It's my birthday. So we went over, and I was like, whatever. Like, you know, I've been good-ish, although I had one of those Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches the day before. My stomach was just not having it.
Nope.
And see, that's what happens when I cheat. Anyway, so we go in, and the place is clean.
Very clean.
It's it smelled clean, and it didn't look like anything really on the outside, and I'm thinking this is going to be like, it's going to smell like stale smoke, and like there's going to be a pool table in the corner, which there was, but... It was very clean. Very clean. The waitress immediately was like, sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
Or bartender, rather. And so she had patrons at the bar, and then she also had us. And I remember at one point, it was like her partner and then her son came in.
Yeah, and her daughter, too.
And her daughter. Oh, my God. And that little, excuse me, it got beclimped. That little boy was so cute. So we look at the menu, and we're like, okay, this looks like good shit.
It was
shit.
An impressive array of
it was.
Items, yeah.
And so what did you have? You had the...
I got a patty melt, and I shouldn't have, did. Because when we're talking about food sensitivities, I don't eat bread,
yeah.
And I did that whole weekend, and I fucking...
She died.
I did.
I had the... What did I have?
You had a po' boy.
Oh, that's right, the shrimp po' boy. And the shrimp was so... Like, there was so much... that I couldn't close the sandwich. It was really good.
And then Cliff and Louie had Monte Cristo sandwiches that were freaking massive.
They were huge. They both couldn't finish their plate. Yeah. And then, oh my God. And even the tater tots were like crunchy and yummy. So if y'all are in the Denver area, check out Bout Time.
Bout Time, yeah. I think it's technically in Arvada.
Arvada.
Yes. But it was really, really, was good. Really good.
And it was... It kind of had, like, a sports bar feel, but it felt very family-friendly. It did not feel like a bar.
Yeah, for sure.
It was nice.
But yeah, we had a good day, and then we were so tired. We got back to the Airbnb, but then Mom, Dad, and I had to go run some errands, so we went and bought... We were going to do steaks at the Airbnb. That's what I requested for din. So we went to the meat market to get steaks. It was freaking beautiful steaks. They were so big. I was like, how are we going to eat all this meat? Which we didn't end up eating it.
You said that you had to go to a meat market. Was that specifically intended because you were looking for a certain kind of meat?
Yes, but also we ordered groceries beforehand from a place called King Super. Well, I know you know what it is, but for the listeners.
Yeah.
And Mom had said that the meat, they didn't have I don't think they had the cut. I think they only had, like, ground meat and stuff.
Ribeye.
So we wanted, like, big old boy ribeyes.
That's interesting.
So we went and got those, and then Mom and Dad wanted a bite to eat, so we stopped and got wings. And flashing back right now in my mind... I remember, like, the entire day on my birthday, I had anxiety. And it was, like, underlying. Like, it wasn't like I was having a panic attack or anything, but it was, like, super underlying. Every couple minutes, I would feel, like, a physical sensation, whether it was, like, a heart palpitation or a feeling in my chest that I didn't like. And involuntarily, I would get a huge wave of adrenaline, and then it would make my anxiety start all over.
Oh my God.
And I couldn't get past it, and it was really frustrating, but I was like, I don't know. Like, I always kind of get, like, birthday nerves. I don't know why. So I just kind of tried to ignore it, and I was able to kind of move past it. And then we all know this is a non-healthy coping mechanism, but when I started drinking some wine for my birthday, it ended up going away. But we're leading into the story where that was not the right choice. Okay.
Yeah, so Zach and Aaron came down from Fort...
Collins.
And for our listeners out there, Zach and Kenna have known each other since elementary school.
Mm-hmm, like second grade.
Wild. And so it was lovely spending time with... I have never met Aaron, so...
Oh, you haven't?
No, I hadn't. Yeah. She's lovely.
Oh, she's great.
I love her. And I love their story. It's like... It was like... I don't know. I just felt like a distant aunt or something. It's like, so tell me, how did y'all meet?
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, oh gosh, they've been together for 4 or 5 years. And it's just wild. Married for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
Yeah, that's my best guy friend. I've known him for, 25 years, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And
Cliff and Zach got along, which was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they chatted about work and all that stuff, so.
I'm starting to do the calculation in my head. I have not known him for 25 years. I've known him for, like, I don't know, I met when 20 years. I met when we met when we were 8.
Yeah.
21 years.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, that was a really good night, mm-hmm. and I got my favorite wine in the world, and I drank quite a bit of it, and what?
We didn't talk about the bunnies. There's
oh, yeah.
There's so many bunnies everywhere. They're like here in Texas, squirrels are everywhere mm-hmm. during the day.
And
like
neighborhoods and stuff.
Yeah, even at night, they're like night squirrels. Like, they're just running around, rolling in dirt. Like, they're so cute. They're so small.
Yeah, they had like little cottontail bunnies, and there was one in our backyard, and they look like they're all babies.
They do, yeah.
And they're all
so cute.
Yeah. And we really enjoyed that. And Zach was like, oh, they're pests. Because yeah. He's lived there for a few years. Now he's like, oh, I hate them. I'm like, you're a Texas boy, born and raised. You should know that we love bunnies. We don't see them ever.
Yeah,
you know,
I just
the wild.
Don't even remember, in the previous times I've been in Denver, I don't remember there being bunnies. But
maybe you're too close into the city.
Well, I did go in March and it was cold. I don't know if that makes a difference.
I'm not sure. Tell us, listeners.
Listeners.
Yeah, but we had a good night. Erin had never seen Happy Gilmore, so I made her watch it, and I fell asleep about a quarter of the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Classic birthday, passing out early. Well, then, the next morning, I kind of set myself up for failure because we had to get up early. We kind of rushed out. I didn't pack the night before. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a rushy morning, and we left the Airbnb. We went to get some lunch. Originally, me, Coel, and Cliff's flight was not set until, 9 p.m., and we were going to come home late. But Mom and Dad had gotten a flight at, 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that we were going to try to do something between, having to drop Mom and Dad at the airport. And after we ate brunch, I guess,
Where did we eat? Oh, we ate at that little place. Oh, my gosh. And they had the gravy with the... It was Mexican fusion food.
Yeah.
Because remember they had, breakfast burritos and stuff. It was yummy.
This was downtown Denver now.
Yeah.
We've moved. We've traveled. So we drove into town to get lunch.
I had a coconut matcha. It was so good.
It was pretty good. I had chilaquiles.
It was really hot in there, though.
And then Mom wanted to do this wildlife kind of drive. There's these giant open trails where you can drive and maybe see some bison or any kind of wildlife. We saw a lot of prairie dogs on the way.
Oh my gosh. So many
they were just
dogs.
Everywhere, just like the squirrels or just like the bunnies. But yeah, I just wanted to share with the listeners because, we've been talking about this amazing weekend that we had and all these great things that you see us do on social media, but reminder that we are all human and we're not perfect all the time or ever, and that anxiety that had been building up in me for some reason just unleashed on Monday, and it got so bad. I tell you, if I was by myself, I would have gone to the ER because I really felt like there was something wrong.
You were driving, too.
I was driving when it first happened, and I had to pull over, and Cliff had to drive, and I completely lost it. Could not
McDonald's
control myself.
Lot. Or a Wendy's.
Crying in a handicapped spot because I couldn't find another spot.
I'm sorry.
It's not funny, but, yeah. And then, yeah, I just couldn't get past it, and it got so bad that I ended up having to change my flight, and I came home early because it was that bad. So I just want to share that, not for anybody's pity or anybody to feel bad, but I want to just make everyone aware that, yes, we do these things and we see all these great posts on social media, but people are real people at the end of the day and everybody struggles with certain things that you just don't see.
Yeah, I think that,
Oh my God, it's about to rain. Did you hear that thunder?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's been raining every evening, but I like it because it gets really cool at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is important to remind ourselves that, even when we put ourselves in situations like going to Denver and being featured in a festival and, and then having the pressure of your birthday and then having to, make sure that we're eating, just eating and taking care of ourselves. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter how many little breaks you take. Sometimes you need a really big break.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you will break. Yeah. And that's, it's just one of those reminders. Again, it's... We tend to want to, as humans, just have it all, right? We want to have everything. We want to have, a for me personally, I want to be a good mom. I want to be a good partner. I want to be a good daughter. I also want to be a good employee. I also want to be, you know, good at this podcast. I also want to be a good student. And those things alone, even saying those things.
I'm like, I got overwhelmed for you just listing.
Just listening to it, right? But that's just part of my life. There are a million other influences that happen every day that I don't have control over.
Yeah.
And we forget. We forget that just because what we're doing this right now in the moment, but I'm also thinking about everything else I need to do tonight before I go to bed.
Me too.
And it's, we're not alone in those thoughts.
Yeah.
Everybody has those thoughts, but it's the time that we don't, the time that we're not taking to ourselves, it can greatly affect our thinking in the way that we're participating in our day.
Absolutely. And, you know, this was kind of reminiscent of something that happened a few weeks ago. I had, Coel and I had a big weekend, and it was kind of the same thing. The next morning, we woke up, rush, 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 get ready, get on the road. And about halfway through the drive, it was a 3-hour drive, but about halfway through, I had to pull over and let you drive because my brain just went into overdrive and was like, whoa, like, you need to, like, slow down, you know? Mm. And the fact that my brain couldn't relax because I was driving.
Yeah.
I think next time I just won't drive the next morning. I think that'll really help. But I was making a joke earlier about, you know, using alcohol to numb the anxiety. And, like, I have a habit of doing that. And so since then, I know it's only been a week, but I've been really cognizant of how I'm managing my anxiety and how I'm approaching it. And I've actually been really good the last week. I haven't really felt anything like that and anywhere near that, you know? Because I've been really cognizant of what I'm doing and how much I'm drinking and, you know, just other things that can affect anxiety.
Yeah. You know, going back to Vanderpump Rules, Lala Kent had said, you know, she's been, I don't know how many years sober now, 6. And she's said, you know, her life is being filmed every damn day, you know, on the on season. And there are so many instances where you see her in these really, like, anxiety, you know, these really anxious moments that she's having. And she says, my anxiety attacks are 100% alcohol driven.
Mm-hmm.
And she recognized that. And so she stopped. She stopped drinking completely. But yeah, it can be that. It's brought on by the alcohol.
Yeah.
You might choose to numb it with the alcohol, but eventually it comes back around.
Well, you're going to have to stop drinking alcohol at some point. Yeah, and that's when it fucks you up. And that's honestly Monday, like, it got, like, my anxiety got so bad, the thought didn't even cross my mind. This will go away if I have a drink. It was like, no, like, I'm just going to postpone this feeling. Like, I need to get through it and not try to get away from it just to let it happen again, you know, later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it happens to everybody, y'all, and just know that you're not alone in your feelings, and you can always, you know, Google. I know there's plenty of resources. I mean, I literally did. Like, I was searching online, like, how the hell to get out of this, because, and unfortunately, the way out is through it, you know, sometimes. So everyone's going to handle things differently, but you're not alone.
My solution is always to cry.
Yeah.
I have to make myself cry because for whatever reason, it regulates my breathing. So it's like I'm inhaling more, you know, oxygen and stuff like that. And that ends up calming me down.
Yeah.
So
everyone does things different.
Right.
I just cry involuntarily. Can't help it.
I cry out of frustration.
But yeah, overall, the weekend was absolutely incredible. We met a lot of great people, and we cannot wait for next year. We have plenty of time to plan for it, but we are very excited. We have inquired about CrimeCon again. Fingers crossed that we get accepted to go to CrimeCon.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool.
So Kenna said that she got her flight early, so it allowed a little bit of free time, if you will,
for
me and Cliff to go to the Columbine Memorial. And it was really powerful. It was really heavy. The design is insane because there is this wall that has quotes from people shortly after the tragedy of, you know, students, faculty, parents of students that said these really powerful things, like, I didn't know kids could kill kids.
Ooh.
And, you know, talking about how, you know, one parent said that their child had a 4.0 GPA before and after the tragedy, But the difference was is that after the tragedy, this child was paralyzed, had to learn how to write and speak again, mm-hmm. and still graduated with a 4.0. It's just really powerful words. But what's interesting is on one side of it, on the opposite side of this, because it's round, mm-hmm. there is this, and if you go to our Instagram, you'll see the picture, the waterfall things, mm-hmm. like the fountains. It's built in such a way that when you're reading those things on the opposite side, it creates a sound bath. So you hear the water from the other side of the memorial as you're reading these things. And I don't know, I'm sure people out there do know this, but for those of you who don't, when you have dreams of water or, you know, there's something very cleansing about water. It's like when the rain washes something away. Mm-hmm. And so to have that kind of subconscious thought that you're being cleansed at the same time you're reading these things, yes, it's very heavy stuff, but you're almost, it's almost washing these things away, but not forgetting. But it's just not as, you don't take it with you.
Yeah.
I think is the best way to say it. So they also had the plaques for the victims and family statements that came along with those as well. And
yeah, I really wanted to go with you guys. I was pretty bummed, but I'm glad that you guys were able to go and experience that. I mean, that's got to have been really moving, and glad that you were able to share those photos with everyone.
Yeah, it's set on a hill, so where when you look to the right of you, you're technically on top of the memorial. And to the left of you is the back of the school. Hmm. So you see both.
Yeah.
In real time, and it's really interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely really strong image.
So on top of that, we also went to go find the Aurora Memorial. And that is actually in the town of Aurora's police department parking lot, I want to call it. Like mm-hmm. a parking lot. But there's a walking trail back there.
Oh.
And so there's all these, like, donations or memorials to other people, prominent figures in Aurora, in the town of Aurora, and it's kind of like a mini botanical garden as well. And those images are also on the DAK. I sent you those too, right?
I posted
the birds.
Yeah.
So there is a rock there next to a bench that has, you know, that's dedicated to the victims and survivors and the victims' families.
Will you just briefly touch on what happened in Aurora, in case some people don't know?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. So James Holmes was is someone who deeply, in my opinion, struggles with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. He perpetrated a mass murder, a shooting, in the Aurora AMC theaters in 2012. And many people were shot and killed. It was at a midnight showing. I don't think it was at midnight, but it was the release of the Dark Knight movie.
Like the one of the first showings.
Yeah, and there's all these, like, interesting perspectives of he thought he was the Joker. You know, he's some anti-vigilante type thing. And, but yeah, very interesting case that happened on July 20th of 2012.
We're going to cover that.
Which would have been 2 days ago anniversary.
So. Once this comes out, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad, like I said, that you were able to go visit those places. Not that we're, like, saying, like, ooh, we're going to go, and like, it's so weird, it's so creepy, you know, but it's important to visit places like that and understand what happened, the history of what happened there, you know? Similarly to going to visit where the World Trade Center was, you know?
It was
the towers, excuse me.
Breathtaking is the only way I can say it. The Columbine Memorial is nestled in this beautiful park where there's, like, kids and families playing. I'm going to get the Clint just talking about it. You know, and maybe they know what happened there. Maybe they don't. Maybe do these people come to enjoy the park and reflect on what happened? No. They're there just to enjoy the day. And it was a beautiful day we were there. And it's just, I mean, it was almost, it felt like a battleground.
Mm-hmm.
Is like the best way to describe it. It felt like, like, people died here, but, like, time has just healed so much.
Well, it reminds me, like, a little bit of, like, the Alamo, you know? The Alamo is the site of a huge battle, you know? Yeah. The biggest in our history.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous, like, out there, that lawn and everything, like, everyone around it, like, it's beautiful.
And it's just, I think that for Cliff and I, just, you know, remembering that time and, like, how school changed.
Yeah.
It's just wild. Like, and I told him, I was like, I don't know if I want to go, you know, and it's going to be a drive. And he goes, you'll regret not going.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, when the next time you're going to be in Denver is, you know. So, yeah, I don't take it back. And I'm glad that we went.
Yeah, me too.
Ugh. Sorry.
I think that's about going to do it for this episode.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
I would like to say who I'm covering for my Patreon.
Yes, I would love to hear that. Thank you guys, just before you say that, for listening to this recap episode, because the True Crime Paranormal Podcast Festival has significantly impacted us.
Yeah.
Not only with listeners and, you know, our content in our podcast, but just with our friends and the community that we've built ourselves into because of it. So just a huge shout out to Lainey and Lisa for including us for a second year. And we cannot wait to see next year. Hopefully it's going to be 3 times as big as it was last year. So
yeah, I agree. I think that it reminds us, you know, as many deep breaths as we didn't take that weekend, it does kind of hit that refresh button where we're like, damn, like, we do love what we do. And we love these people for doing what they do.
Yeah.
And it just, it kicks you in the ass all over again.
Yep.
It reignites that flame just
that
a little
passion.
Bit. It's cool.
Yes, it does. Stay tuned.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear how you're doing.
So, for my Patreon episode, I'm going to be covering James Holmes.
Oh, are you? Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Not funny, haha, but we were literally just talking about it. Okay, cool. So, that'll be a really good... you just kind of heard a little snapshot of that. So if you want to get the full detailed story, again, our Patreon members, tiers 3 and 4, will have access to that in... you know, at the end of this month, and it'll be no content warning. You know, we usually don't really edit very much on those either, kind of like this episode, but of obviously a case.
Yes.
So if you want to join those Patreon members, go to patreon.com/diagnosingakiller. Just takes a few minutes to sign up. Again, that's going to be tiers 3 and 4 that will have access to that exclusive content.
Sorry. I was also working at a theater when this happened, so there is a little bit of my own personal story in there as well, and... fuck The Dark Knight. It was the worst. The worst. I hate that movie. I'll never watch it.
Oh, gosh.
Again.
I like that movie.
No, it's fine. It's just... Trish can tell you. It was awful.
Well, I think that just about does it for this podcast episode. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Okay. Well, we will see you guys on Thursday with another case, and we'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.